Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider, and you can hear this complete conversation as well as recent shows featuring guests discussing new cases of the troubling cattle mutilation phenomenon, worrisome instances of clandestine CIA torture, and the evidence that the lost city of Atlantis may have really once existed. Check out these programs and many other fascinating episodes waiting for you in the Coast to Coast Archive by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast. We've got a great couple hours for you. James Barrett, a long fascination with artificial intelligence, which came to a head in his life in 2000 when he interviewed inventor Ray Kurzweil, roboticist Rodney Brooks, sci-fi legend Arthur C. Clarke. Now, Kurzweil and Brooks were optimistic about a future they considered inevitable. Clarke was not so sure, saying, "I think it's just a matter of time before machines dominate mankind," he said. "Intelligence will win out." James Barrett has spent the last 13 years researching the future of mankind and robots. And James, is it a bright future for us, or should we pack up right now?
It's good to be here, George.
Thank you.
You know, the future is in our hands, but unless we make good decisions now, it will be in the machine's hands.
But in our final invention, you're really concerned about artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Well, my book is about trying to get people to understand that artificial intelligence is a dual-use technology. That's a technology that's capable of great good or great harm, like nuclear fission, you know.
Yeah.
Fission is the power behind nuclear power plants and nuclear weapons. So we need to think of AI more like fission than like, you know, car manufacturing. It's not benign.
What makes these machines so intelligent? I mean, it just boggles my mind that through chips and computers, yeah, that they can make things that are so realistic, and they just, yeah, you know, they just keep getting better and better and better. How do they do that?
And you know, I'm despite the title of my book, I'm actually very, very I'm fascinated by artificial intelligence. I think it's an incredible technology, or set of technologies. Well, it's a bunch of there's a bunch of things that go into the secret sauce for AI. One is advances in computer chips. You know, the Moore's Law says computer chips get double in speed and half in price every 18 months, and that's been true since the 1960s. So computer chips are getting better. Software techniques are getting better. There's a new, right now, deep learning and artificial neural nets, those are two software techniques, are making huge headway. And there's just new, sort of a new way of thinking about artificial intelligence right now. So, and finally, the third component is big data. Big data is changing everything. So it's a bunch of things that have made this an especially important time for AI. It's a real AI revolution.
What made the big leap in computer knowledge when, you know, in the beginning, you know, they had the UNIVAX machines and all these these types of I remember ribbons they'd put through, paper ribbons with information. What happened? How did this thing explode?
Well, the personal computer gave everything a giant jump start, and that was made possible by, again, the computer chip. You know, it used to be that you needed to make as many calculations as your cell phone, you needed a computer the size of a football field. As the components get smaller and faster, the computers can get smaller and faster. So now in our smartphones, we have more processing power than were on the computers on any of the Apollo missions.
That's right.
It's miniaturization, it's circuitry, but it's also software techniques. You know, people have been just writing better programs, and then it's the availability of big data. There's a giant economic wind propelling the development, you know, the whole IT landscape, the whole information technology landscape. We're automating so many things, and businesses pursue automation because it's cheaper than having humans do the work. So things are getting smaller and cheaper, and they're going to continue that way.
And as they get smaller, they get faster, don't they?
Yeah. Yes, there's been terrific advances in processing speed because of the advances in the CPU or central processing unit. You know, right now they're making processors that are designed specifically for artificial intelligence. And what's that? What that's going to do is when you ask your phone for directions, when you ask Siri, for example, for directions, the directions aren't found in your phone. It goes to a satellite, which goes to a data center, and they send the directions back to you.
Instantly.
And then, but it's going to be really instant when that AI-designed chip is in your smartphone. Then anything you want, like when you're talking to Siri, when you're talking to any of the digital assistants, the information that they'll be able to access will come a whole lot faster. Any of the processes like navigation or object recognition or translation, all that will be faster. You know, simultaneous translation is coming up so that you can be on Skype with someone in Russia, for example, or China, and your computer will translate what you're saying simultaneously, and it will translate what they're saying simultaneously.
That's remarkable. So in some cases, this kind of intelligence is pretty darn good, isn't it?
You know, it is, and that's why it's dual use. You know, it's in the short term, it's going to make our lives better. I mean, it's just really handy tools. Self-driving cars are going to make far fewer accidents on the highways.
Oh, gosh, that scares the heck out of me, James. And I am opposed to self-driving trucks. Because I don't want our truck drivers to lose their jobs.
That's right. You know, there are 5 million professional drivers in the United States. Truck drivers,
limo guys, everything, and women,
delivery people. All that's going to, unfortunately, they're going to be unemployed.
You see that coming. You feel that, don't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's, you know, every state right now is they're passing legislation to allow self-driving cars and trucks on the road. And there's a giant, again, there's lobbyists in Washington working for the people making self-driving cars and computer technology that are making sure these laws get passed. It's going to happen. And then people who are professional drivers are going to have to figure out what else they can do.
What?
It's not just them. It's, you know, there are 5 million bookkeepers, back office accounting operations people. They're all going to be unemployed. it's going to be factory workers. You know that story. I mean,
oh yeah, look what happened there.
Yeah, Foxconn, which is the biggest contract manufacturer of electronics in the world, they make the iPhone. They just bought 30,000 robots to replace 30,000 workers.
Oh my God! And in the long run, it's cheaper to buy the robots, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. In fact, an American manufacturer of robots, Rethink Robotics, has a robot named Baxter, and Baxter costs about $22,000, which is approximately what a minimum wage worker makes in a year. Except Baxter works around the clock. You know, he works three shifts instead of one shift.
Yeah, that's right. You can work him day in and day out.
Yeah, never takes vacation.
And doesn't whine and complain.
So, you know, unfortunately, that's why I say this is the downside. The downside in the short term is there's going to be huge, huge unemployment and economic disruption.
Can it be stopped?
AI and
is this going to stop at all, James?
It's not going to stop. You know, what we have to do is learn how to try and learn how to live with these repercussions. You know, automation and robotics and AI will create jobs, but the jury is out on whether they'll create enough jobs for all the people that they'll render jobless. So it's kind of a wait and see. I mean, you can't stop it. You can't stop it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.